We've got some questions for Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, BombAgainFootball.com. Chuck, we had Rob out at our toy drive, and we thank him for that, as always. A lot's happened since we last talked to Robbie. Mm-hmm. He joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Rob Reichel, good morning.
Coach Reichel.
How are you, gentlemen, on this fine Wednesday morning?
Oh, we had to get you on this week to talk about this after Rob. Appreciate you coming out for the toy drive, as always. You're always a great guest out there. And obviously, when news like this breaks, we want to get you on here. And when you hear about Aaron Rodgers being held accountable, when you hear media talk about that, what does that mean?
Well, you know, Chuck, we've written about that a few different times in the last week or two at BombAgainFootball.com, and I've written about it at Forbes. I encourage people to jump on and look there. I mean, really, Chuck, and Winston Moss threw it out there yesterday. Obviously, Winston knew what he was doing, and he had no desire to stick around for the next 4 weeks while the Titanic officially sunk. But, Chuck, what it is being held to the standard that your teammates are in probably a higher standard even, because, I mean, Chuck, you're talking about the highest paid player in football. You're talking about a guy who has to play at least B-plus, A-minus football the way this team is constructed for them to go ahead and win 10-plus games a season moving forward, not the C, C-minus, C-plus, whatever letter grade you want to give him for this year kind of football that he's played. I mean, you give him an F for what you saw on Sunday. So, he has to perform, Chuck, at a standard that is superior, I think, to the rest of his team, obviously. But then at the same point in time, Chuck, you talk what standard you want to hold him accountable to. He has to lead these guys. He has to rally these guys. He can't be a locker room lawyer. He can't be one of these guys that's more divisive as a teammate and as a quote-unquote leader, Chuck, versus a guy who brings people together and rallies people around him. He has not been a good teammate this year. He has not been a good leader. He has not been a treat, I think, for anybody in that building to coach. And Chuck, until they get the Aaron Rodgers problem fixed, I think any quarterback or any potential head coach coming in there has to have some questions about his quarterback moving forward.
The thing with the Winston Moss tweet is that I don't think he's alone in there. I don't think he can't be. He can't be the only coach or even player that thinks Aaron Rodgers is walking around here not being held accountable. And the Packers, and we've talked about this, Rob, this is where they lost leverage to do anything. Not that they could trade him, not that they should, but Rodgers is under contract. A cap hit would be insane. He's making a lot of money. It's his team. It is the Pack. The Packers are, they belong to him right now. So if he doesn't like the coach, he can go out there and play like he did on Arizona, because what's going to happen? The coach is going to get fired and he'll still be there. So a lot of this does come to his demeanor, the way he's playing. He's just, I don't know what he, I'm just, I don't like that. I don't like that I'm turning against him. I don't like that I'm disappointed in how he's playing. And I don't like I'm disappointed in how people are losing their jobs now because of it.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that part. I don't think it's at a point where it can't be fixed and can't be reconciled. You guys remember, that Brett Favre had largely taken control of the organization in the late 90s and the early 00s, especially in the Mike Sherman era where Brett Favre was allowed to miss mini camps and miss OTAs, and everybody thought he operated kind of on a different level, and he wasn't held to the same standards maybe some other guys in that building were. That was during the whole point in time where he started playing cat and mouse with the retirement game. And then I really do think Mike McCarthy came in and did a terrific job in 06 and 07, salvaging Brett's career and really salvaging Brett in terms of, the whole being coachable label. And that's the challenge the next guy in Green Bay is clearly going to face, because I think there's a lot of people around the league right now and a lot of people in general that believe Aaron Rodgers, no matter what he said on Monday afternoon, doesn't want to be coached anymore. We all know Aaron's always believed he's the smartest guy in any room he walks into. We all know that, that Aaron, in his own mind, has more answers than the guy sitting to his left or to his right. So immediately, some type of respect level needs to be established with his head coach, and the head coach has to be in complete control here, guys. I didn't like some of the stuff even yesterday when it was, or 2 days ago when it was, when Murphy and Gutekunst said, Aaron can feel free to come and talk to us and have some say in this. guys, I think this just needs to be a management call, not a quarterback call. I understand he's not going to have any final input or final say. My belief, guys, is he shouldn't have any say at all over who his next boss is or even have his opinion be expressed or shared. I think this head coaching hire, guys, is so critical for where they're headed the next, 3 to 7 years, let's call it. And at this point in time, guys, we don't know what Aaron Rodgers' shelf life is anymore. I know he's got 3 years left on the contract. We've seen trades happen. We've seen players, move on sooner than any contract holds them to. So, the coach right now needs to become the most important person in the building, guys, not the quarterback. I get it that to win Super Bowls, Rodgers, they need him to be 1A in this whole equation. But they need this coach to come in with some level of authority and power over Rodgers from day one to kind of get everything back in line over there.
So what direction do you think they're going to go as far as the coaching way? I mean, is there names? Is there ideas you have out there that they might be interested where Murphy might be going?
Yeah, it's early, obviously, Chuck. I mean, I think we're pretty safe in running the assumption that it's going to be an offensive-minded person, and then he'll hire his own defensive coordinator. Obviously, you guys know all the hot names, the Josh McDaniel, the Lincoln Rileys of the world, DeFilippo in Minnesota. I'm a big DeFilippo fan. I think that would be a terrific hire for Green Bay if it winds up going in that direction. But Chuck, I think we've got to let this play out another week or two. They're not going to rush this. I think Murphy was sincere the other day, when he said Philbin's got these four games and they'll have a guy in place. But Chuck, what are we looking at? Sunday's the 9th, so the last game of the year is the 30th. Mm-hmm. I would certainly think, by the 1st or 2nd of January, they're going to have their guy, and we'll know here in Green Bay who that guy is.
How was your reaction to the whole power structure thing, which he was getting grilled about, Mark Murphy was, the other day? Where I look at it, Rob, is I know it's different, and it seems sort of overarching from Murphy, but I do think that Murphy just wants to be involved this time. I ultimately think, and I could be naive, but I think that Brian Gutekunst is going to be the one primarily in charge here. I just think Murphy, because his butt's on the line too, so I think he just wants a say in this. And where I also look at it is we've got to remember, we like to make Ted Thompson the villain and Mike McCarthy the villain and Mark Murphy the villain now. But these guys they want the same thing that we want, as fans, at least speaking for me and Chuck. They want the Packers to win. And so if he thinks that his involvement is the best case to do that, then I'm okay with him having a role in that.
Bart, I had a long talk about 2 weeks ago with Bob Harlan just about coaching searches, and he didn't want to get into the specifics and all the details, of what's going on with the current regime and current administration. And he and I talked just about the departures, through the years of Lindy Infante and Mike Sherman and Ray Rhodes and the guys that were fired when he was the team president. And even though he didn't want to, make reference to what's going on today, Bart, he said multiple times during the course of that, a GM needs to be in charge. A GM needs to make these coaching hires. It was not Bob Harlan's place to do it. As much as he did know about football, Bart, he didn't know what a Ron Wolf knew. Even later on, he didn't know what a Mike Sherman knew, for example, and certainly Ted Thompson as GM over there. And I feel the same way, guys. I really do with Murphy and Gutekunst right now. I know Murphy's going to tell you he's a lifelong football guy, and he is. He's had ties and he's had involvement in football, obviously, since back to Pop Warner. But there's a difference in terms of that, guys, and knowing the scouting community the way a Gutekunst would, being out on the road 3-4 days a week, having these connections, having these ties, having your buddies in the scouting industry to tell you this guy in Jacksonville is good, this guy with the Rams is not, this guy with the Bills is terrific, et cetera, et cetera. And Murphy doesn't have those ties. And if he falls back on that headhunter, guys, the same headhunter who hired Mark Murphy in Green Bay, I don't know that that's a winning proposition either. So, Bart, I'm not a fan of the power structure. This, to me, would have been the perfect time to turn it over to Gutekunst. And clearly, whether it's ego, whether it's something else, Mark Murphy chose not to do that.
It might be ego. It might be some of that. I mean, I don't think he appreciated being questioned about his resume the other day. And I think the honest way I think it's going to play out is Gutekunst does 99.8% of this. And then he says, hey, Mark, this is the guy I like. And Mark goes, okay, yeah. That's how I think it's going to go. And again, Rob, I could be very naive on that, but I think that Murphy just wants his name on it. and Gutekunst is ultimately going to make the decision. I would like Murphy to just say, yeah, Brian's going to do it, but Murphy saw what happened when he walked away from the football side.
So you think Gutekunst is still going to be the guy to make the call?
Oh, yeah.
I think
for sure.
I would say the other way. I think it's going to be 98% Murphy.
No, I think that Murphy just wants to be, like, Murphy might be a little aggressive with Gutekunst and say, where are we at now? Where are we at now? He might be like that. Mm-hmm. I just think he walked away from football to do the sled hill and the other stuff, which is all great. And he look at what's happened. This Winston Moss tweet is a direct result of how things got in Green Bay the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And that's all on Murphy's watch. So I think he just wants to be able to see what's going on.
Yep. Guys, I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. I don't think one of these guys is going to dominate the hiring process and have 98% of the call at the end of the day. I just don't think it, you know, and let's work under the assumption that, you know, that they were truthful the other day in terms of telling us that, you know, this is going to be a joint, process for them moving forward. I don't think it should be that way at all, personally. And we're all obviously guessing on who has more say and who is going to get the fight, you know, to do the majority of the legwork and come to the other guy and say, let's go this direction or let's go that direction. I do think they're going to work largely in tandem here to find this guy. I just don't think that's the proper way to approach this guy. If you want a GM, a full-fledged football guy, this seems to be the perfect time for Brian Gutekunst to take that role and then to move on and find his head coach and then have full authority of the football side of things. And let's be honest, guys, Murphy does the business side of this extremely well. This organization has never been more profitable. They've got cash coming out of every corner of that building. He's done terrific on that side. That's the side he needs to stay on. I know he got spooked and scared over the last couple of years, the way things fell apart with Ted and he wasn't paying enough attention. That's all well and good. Pay more attention now to Gutekunst, but stay in your lane. Stay on the business side of things and let football people run football.
Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Bob McGinn, Football.com. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, Robbie. Thanks again for coming out last week. If you didn't see, it was more than $160,000 that the listeners raised in cash and toy donations, and you were a part of that, and we thank you.
Well, like I told you last week, guys, that's always a pleasure to do. I hope you keep inviting me because it's one of the highlights of Christmas. So, great job, guys.